You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini. Educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini with the Deal Farm. On today's Best Deal Ever episode, I've got Sterling White. Sterling, how you doing?
Hey, I'm extraordinary, loving, and enjoying life.
Man, fantastic. Well, thanks for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate your time.
So Sterling is actually co-founder of a new company. They've been around about a year called Holdfolio, and that's at holdfolio.com. And it, actually, I've been on the phone with him for like the last 30 minutes. I think the model he's put together with his partner, Jacob, is just killer. It's basically a crowdfunding site, but they're sourcing all the properties themselves in Indianapolis. And man, to me, it just makes a ton of sense to put together these huge cash flowing portfolios and letting people take small slivers. I mean, that's essentially what it is. And we'll get a little bit more into the crowdfunding piece of this in a minute. But okay, maybe take a few minutes. Tell us about yourself. Tell us how you got into real estate and how you found yourself with Holdfolio.
So going back to my early days in, you know, as a youngster in elementary and also, you know, into middle school, I was always into the whole entrepreneurship, always had that mindset. And even at an early age, I was always one of the businesses, early businesses that was selling candy, like these Kool-Aid packets to kids around the store. I mean, not around the store, but around the school. And it got so big, I had kids underneath me that were also selling them for me. And then they would just come back to me and give me all the money.
So, you were dealing candy in elementary school, man?
Yes.
What's funny is I did the same thing. What is it about entrepreneurs and dealing candy in school?
Yeah, and that's really how I first really got my head wrapped around really putting the right people in place and being able to scale yourself, scale an operation to where you're just overseeing versus working in it.
Awesome. Yeah. So were you going to Costco or like Sam's and buying candy in bulk and then bringing it in and selling?
Yes. Yes. And then
that's hilarious. I did the exact same thing.
And then fast forwarding to when I got my first taste into the real estate space was in my late teens. I was getting my hands dirty in the construction side of things, in the development of commercial projects like fire stations and also churches and apartment buildings. And that's I didn't like so much. I like keeping my hands nice and clean.
Sure.
And then a couple years after that, I found my mentor who was here. Was the large commercial developer and also owned large apartments downtown before downtown was cool. Took me under his wing and, you know, got involved with acquiring my first single family homes, partnering with him. And then that's when I started branching off into doing my own endeavor. And that's when I got into buying and selling of the hundreds of turnkey properties with my partner Jacob, and kind of fast forward a little bit from then is where the company Holdfolio came about, is really wanting to streamline the investing process.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you and Jacob been working together?
Yeah, so Jacob and I have been working together since the summer of 2014.
Okay. And were you guys doing turnkey prior to putting together the crowdfunding model, or was it always kind of, this is the model we're going to run with, this is the crowdfunding?
Yeah. So we were in the involvement of a large turnkey operation here in Indianapolis before the existence of Holdfolio.
Okay. And was that your company, or were you guys working with another existing
another existing operator here in Indianapolis.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, turnkey in Indy, man, is hot. There's a lot of providers up there. We were just talking about this. As you know, we just had Steve Lawson on the podcast here a couple weeks back. He's got a big outfit, but I know of a number of other guys that are doing turnkey. Why? What is it about Indy that lends itself to turnkey, you think?
It's just the steady economy. And along with that, the affordability of properties to the rent ratio is just so attractive.
Yeah,
I mean, it's, I'd say the Indy market is, has to be at least in the top of the country when it comes to buying hold.
Yeah, you've got this strong growing economy, but for whatever reason, housing is still really affordable.
Yeah, and it's very boring. I love this market because it's really boring, which is just a great thing. We don't see huge, you know, like spikes in appreciation, but, you know, of course, when things go sour, we don't see our home values, you know, losing 50 to 70% of their value. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so just like on average, what's a normal acquisition for you guys and what's the rent on that normal acquisition?
Yeah, so our normal acquisition is between $35,000 and $40,000 and our rent is between $700 and $800. So right at the 2% rule is what
we're super soft. So you're all in like for $40,000 with $800 in rent.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Man, that's super solid. And then you guys had your own property management company. You guys do it in-house?
Yeah, we built it in-house, and that is due to our previous experience. And when we were in the involvement of the turnkey operations here in Indy, we were kind of stepped back and saw the evolution of that provider managing well over 1,000 properties behind management.
Wow.
So we've taken those principles and applied it to really building the foundation of the current company.
And so the current company is called Holdfolio. Is that the name of the company?
Yes, Holdfolio, Ken.
Okay. I like the name, man. It's cool. And it's Holdfolio.com, so it's super easy to remember as well.
Holdfolio on Facebook, Instagram, all those. So
all the social media. All right. And it's just you two, or do you guys have anybody else on staff right now?
Yes, so we actually do have two full-time crews that solely work with our projects because we give them enough volume to work with. And we have about 4 to 5 full-time staff currently in office, in addition to about 4 or 5 virtual assistants that are in other states that work with us.
Oh, man, fantastic. So you guys have quickly built a pretty good-sized team. And what sort of volume? Give me an idea how many houses, what are you guys buying per month right now?
Between 5 to 8 any given month.
Okay, nice. So I guess just lay it out for us. What is Holdfolio? How is it designed? What purpose does it serve? How does it work for investors?
Yeah, so for simplicity purposes, you can think of the company as a personalized single family home REIT. So what we do is we go out, purchase 10 single family homes with our own capital. We renovate the properties, lease them to where they're fully occupied and producing income. And then at that point, that's when we open the portfolio for funding. And what the investor gets is huge upside as far as cash flow and then minimum downside when it comes to risk since they're diversified over a portfolio of properties.
Yeah. And you're not having to invest, you know, dollars into an entire house. What's the minimum amount an investor can invest with you guys?
Yeah, so the minimum dollar investment amount is about $5,000 for our offerings.
So that's huge for, you know, your average investor out there that may not have enough to scrape together or doesn't want to take the risk of owning a single house. Now they can pony up $5,000 and have it diversified across an entire portfolio. That's fantastic. I'm scratching my head thinking this is such an obvious model. How come I'm not seeing more people doing this? I mean, you've got the funds out there, you know, the big hedge funds that are out there. And it's sort of the same idea, except those hedge funds, you know, maybe they're paying out 4, 5, 6%.
Exactly.
What are you guys typically paying out your investors? What's average? What are you seeing?
Yeah, so what we're paying out to our current investors is actually between what we project is 9 to 11%.
Gotcha. Just based on the performance. And how many? So give us an idea. What does a portfolio look like for you? A single portfolio?
Yeah, so we'll have a portfolio of 10 single family homes that are here in the Indianapolis market, urban type neighborhoods. And the total raise for those properties will be between $345,000 and $370,000. So as an investor, you're invested into these properties between $35,000 and $40,000, and fair market on each of these houses is between $50,000 and $60,000.
So the properties that you're buying have some equity. They obviously have great cash flow. And in a single portfolio like that, about how many houses is that again?
10 single family homes.
10 single family, I gotcha. And so is that, are you doing it based on the number of houses or on the total dollars? What's, how are you putting your portfolios together?
We just felt that the 10 homes would create enough diversification, really minimizing risk. So we just felt like 10 was a good number.
So if I'm an investor, I come to your website and I'm interested in let's say maybe two or three of your portfolios, I could put 5,000 in one, 5,000 in another one, and 5,000 in another one, and have a lot of diversification. Really 15,000 spread across potentially 30 houses. Is that right?
Yes. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
So that's, yeah, that's huge in terms of stabilizing your potential returns.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, man. I love the model. So talk to me about how you guys are acquiring properties. What does that look like?
Yeah, so what we do is, and what I would recommend to your audience that's really having a little bit of issues finding a deal that works for them, is to really take massive action. Just massive action. Send out hundreds of postcards. Have a minion put up a bandit sign all across your target neighborhood, and also put out, we put in hundreds of offers on listed properties, and we're still able to get some of these properties that are listed well below market value. So it's really just putting yourself out there and really building a nice pipeline.
Do you guys have like an acquisition manager? How do you guys organize that in your office?
Yeah, so we do have someone that we did bring in that deals solely on that and focuses on that. And we also have a virtual assistant that we use to help in putting and submitting all of those offers on those listed properties. Because it can, because it's very tedious in doing the same things over and over and over.
Sure. So is that like somebody in the Philippines or in India? What does that look like?
Pakistan. His name's Ali. Yeah, his name's Ali, and he is awesome.
Awesome Ali, man. Some offers for you guys. Now, so do you coach him? You've given him some training on how to make offers or how to determine like an ARV and then what offers to make? Or how do you give him direction?
Yeah, so we shoot videos for him. So we give him a step-by-step. This is how we would do it. And as I mentioned, we shoot the video and we will send it to him and also type the information for him as well. So every time he has a question, he can just refer back to that video, because we'll shoot it several times just to make sure we're getting down to the nitty gritty.
I gotcha. And then so that's the thing about VAs, what we've learned. The longer you can keep a VA, the better, because they become more familiar with your system and they sort of tune into what you're doing. But it's usually a little bumpy at the very beginning while they're kind of getting up to speed. But once you get them there, I mean, for what you pay them, you probably what, but don't pay more than $3 or $4 an hour sort of thing.
Yeah, he was at $4 an hour and we raised it to $5. I did not want to raise it to $5.
Yeah, that's generous, honestly, for VA. I know it sounds crazy, but that's actually sort of generous for a VA, $5 an hour. It sounds crazy.
Mm-hmm. And he definitely gets things done. And as you stated, is he's been with us since the start of the company. And it was a little bumpy at first, but as long as you give them a really set direction, don't mm-hmm. try and make them so entrepreneurial and try and figure things out. You have to really guide them on a certain path.
Mm-hmm. And so is he monitoring your MLS as new stuff hits? Is he immediately making offers? Is that how you have it set up?
So we do have the emails that go to both my partner and I, and we do look at the property, see how much rehab it needs, and then that's when we shoot it to our VA, and he takes the rest from then on.
Okay, I gotcha. So you're sort of determining what you need, and then he's submitting the offers, doing all the legwork, basically.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, that saves a ton of time. So do you have more than one VA, or is this your only one?
I believe that is the only one at this point that we're currently using. Yes, correct. That's the only one. We do have other assistants in other, like the Philippines and also Chicago, and that work on different aspects, but that's the main one that works just on that nitty gritty type of work.
I gotcha. So you guys are, you've got obviously a pretty big machine for acquiring properties. You're sending out postcards, you're putting up bandit signs, you're making a bunch of offers. Are you buying from wholesalers? I know there's a bunch of wholesalers in Indy. There's probably got some opportunity there.
Every now and then.
Occasionally, really? Now, are you buying any yourself? Or are you just are you buying everything that you're getting under contract?
Generally, just buying everything. There have been some deals that do not work for us, but just due to the time commitment that we have for our model, we just really haven't taken the time to say, hey, Joe, I think this deal would work great for you. We're really just solely focused on what we're currently doing.
Yeah, yeah, I gotcha. When it's a machine, trust me, I've done a turnkey long enough to know that it's a full-time gig.
Oh, yeah.
Acquiring and fixing and leasing and property management. So you guys, do you have like a full-time leasing agent? What does that look like for you, the leasing aspect of this?
Yeah, so we do have someone who is full-time. Well, it's more part-time because we're not at the point at scale to really give someone the amount of volume to lease our properties full-time. So it's part-time at this point.
Okay, but they're dedicated to you. And mm-hmm. then you've put together in-house property management, which I think makes a ton of sense, especially for your model. You need to have more control over the ongoing management.
Mm-hmm. And it's only properties that we own at this point that we manage.
Gotcha. And so your existing property management company, how many do you guys have under management right now?
Right now we have a little over 30.
Okay. I gotcha. Good. So that's, you're not overwhelmed yet. You're building it one house at a time. What's the goal then? So, I mean, I love the model. Where do you guys want to be?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Ken. In 5 years, we expect, and this is conservatively, to be at 1,000 properties under management and be in 5 different markets at that point in time.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's aggressive. Man, I hand it to you guys. But that's awesome. That's a great goal.
We've seen it in the past with our current operation, so we feel that being able to acquire some great quality deals in 5 different markets is very achievable.
Yeah, it's absolutely achievable, especially you in the Midwest markets. I mean, where it seems like it's not quite as hard to find properties, and there's abundance of just good, strong cash flowing properties. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just dig in and find the deals.
Mm-hmm.
So 1,000 prop, and that's, I guess that's how big the company was that you came from, right? So you have experience operating with 1,000 properties under management. That's nothing, that's not foreign to you guys.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And that's really, from the start of this company, we've really built the foundation through using a software like PropertyWare by RealPage and, building the foundation to be able to scale the company quickly without having a lot of messiness per se.
Gotcha. Now, so the platform that you guys have for holdfolio.com, is that yours? Is that proprietary or is that built on something? Because I love the site.
Yeah, that's all proprietary. We built it from scratch. Okay. Well, we had developers build it from scratch, but yeah.
Sure. So somebody comes to the site and they want to invest, they go to invest and they fill out some information. And then at that point, they have an opportunity to look at all the different portfolios of single family houses that you have out there right now?
Yeah, perfect. And everything's completely disclosed online, along with the financials of every property, the recent solds that are in the area of the properties, and really getting down to the nitty gritty. The operating agreement, the subscription agreement. So you can view all of that completely online and invest in the offerings from the simple click of a button in addition to that.
Killer. Now, do investors need to be accredited to invest with you guys? What does that look like?
So since we do not general solicit any of our offerings, we are allowed to target both accredited and non-accredited.
Okay, awesome. So that opens it up to a much wider audience.
Mm-hmm, correct. And I think that's another thing that's really distinguished us from the other crowdfunding platforms is the simple fact that we do not general solicit and we target both accredited and non-accredited, because you know there's other investors that don't have that accredited, don't have the accredited investor credentials that want to invest.
Absolutely. Yeah, especially if you could have a minimum of 5,000. There's a lot of folks out there who love to put 5,000 in something like this, but maybe they're not accredited investors.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing then in terms of marketing? Because you obviously have filled these up. You've had success raising money. What are you doing to get the word out?
Yeah, so I'm a firm believer in the philosophy of just creating as much value as I can. And I read this book by this guy named Gary Vaynerchuk, if you're familiar with that guy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But his whole philosophy is jab, jab, right hook. But uh-huh. I've really taken on just jab, 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 and keep jabbing. So the point I'm getting at is I am a contributor on sites like Bigger Pockets, to where I'm a active writer, and I'm also answering questions and really becoming a industry expert, and in turn people will say, oh, this guy's interesting, he knows what he's talking about, oh okay, oh he's the co-founder of Holdfolio, let me see what those services are about. So that's one form of marketing, and also just the simple pay-per-click, and you know, the SEO. We're really the non-accredited investor has really been a really good keyword for us.
Oh, and that's really
interesting. Yes.
So people, are you targeting nationwide, or are you just targeting like in Indianapolis, or
across the country at this point?
Really? And using that as like a keyword, like non-accredited investor.
And it's somehow through our we're showing up organically in the search engines. So
nice.
Yeah, it's definitely been okay. Yeah, it's been a great experience.
Interesting. That's very cool.
And we're at this point, it's a lot of our advertising, other than what I just mentioned, has been through word of mouth. So we're not throwing as much advertising dollars out there as we all those bigger companies. But the word of mouth has really been spreading rapidly to really get a good pipeline of leads.
Yeah, investor. Absolutely. Well, the barrier to entry is so dang low. That's why it's attractive. You know, there's a lot of people that don't want to buy a whole house. You know, you got investors that are buying hundreds of houses. You got some investors that don't want to buy one, but this is a way to, you know, get some money invested and have much lower risk because you're diversified against across, you know, a portfolio of houses. I mean, the fact that you could get, again, $5,000 and be invested in 10 different houses, there's not a lot of opportunities out there like that right now.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So you've been at this for a while. You've done a ton of rentals and turnkey. Is there one deal for you that stands out as your best deal ever?
Yeah, so there was one we actually just acquired about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
And to break the numbers down, is we acquired this property for, it was a double here in a urban type setting in Indianapolis, in which it's an easy commute to downtown. And there is actually, I'm trying to think of the tenant profiles at this point, but I believe one of the tenants that's occupying the unit is actually a IU Med student, or they work at IU Med. It's one of the two. But okay. We acquired the property for $18,000, and fair market on this double is $650 per side.
Jeez, $1,300 in rent.
Correct.
Duplex. So you got it for $18. How much work does it need?
See, it's already rented right now for $900, and we figured to go on the value add model is we're probably going to put 10 to 15 into it, mm-hmm. to get it to the rentability of $650 per side.
But still, geez, you'll be in the thing for $30,000 or so with $1,300 in rent. That's a pretty darn strong price to rent ratio. Where? So how did you pick this up for $18,000? Where'd you find it?
The funny thing is it was a listed property, and I believe they had it listed for $60,000 or $70,000.
Okay.
And as I mentioned, we We are not ashamed, and that's another thing to your audience too, is don't be ashamed of throwing out low ball answers. I mean, not low ball offers. It's perfectly right. fine.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
and if you put enough of them out there, then, you know, it's a numbers game. A few yes. of them pop.
Somebody's
so this is listed for that, and you actually said submit an offer for 18 grand.
Well, we submitted it. I believe it was for 30 or 35 originally, and we went to check the house out, and we just felt that we really like to be conservative in our buying decision, mm-hmm. and we just countered and said that we feel comfortable at this number because it's going to need those amount of renovations that I stated earlier. And Jacob actually sent me a email and said, "No, well, let's counter at some let's counter at 35 or 40,000." I was like, "No, let's just shoot the offer at 18 and see where it goes." And then he shot it off and accepted. So
like, what? They took it? They didn't counter?
Yeah, it was just like
man. And so yeah. it's already rented. You don't, I mean, at this point, you don't technically don't have to do anything. You just rent it until you got a tenant that moves out, I guess.
Uh-huh. But we do plan on doing some value add to the property, though.
Yeah. And so is that a property now that's going to go into one of your portfolios?
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So that'll drag the numbers up, I'd imagine, with that kind of price to rent ratio. That's killer. I'm telling you, that's why Indy is so dang popular right now. The fact you can get a duplex.
Hey, kid, don't
grand.
Tell everybody.
Everybody
Nobody's
that's listening.
Listen to this, are they?
Well, I mean, it's just going to bring people to hold folio, man. I mean, I'm tempted, yeah. man, to throw a few thousand bucks away just because it's so dang passive, and you know you're in a strong market, and if you're getting these kind of cash flows, geez, that's awesome. So, well, okay, so give us the quick rundown. How do people, if people are listening to this, they're interested in getting involved with you guys, what's the next step?
Yeah, so the next step for you guys, and I would like to thank you, first of all, Ken, and also your audience for taking the time out of your day to listen to what I have to say, and hopefully it brings some value to you. So the next steps would just to simply go to holdfolio.com and register as a register. And then at that point, either my partner or I will reach out to you and see what your goals are and see what we can do to create value for you.
Awesome. Okay, so before they have an opportunity to peek at some of your portfolios, they're going to register or talk to you guys, and then I guess you sort of turn it on the website so they can check out your portfolios.
Yes, correct.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, Sterling, this was awesome. I love the model, man. I think it's ingenious. I think it makes a lot of sense. I'm sure a lot of investors are going to take advantage of it. Thanks again for coming on the show. This is a really good interview.
Well, thank you so much, Ken. And dream big and take action. That's all it is.
That's great advice, man. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right. Thanks so much, Ken.
Hey, Deal Farm Podcast listeners. This is Ken Corsini with a very special offer. I'm giving you an opportunity to work with my company, Georgia Residential Partners, and buy turnkey cash flowing properties in Atlanta for less than you've ever bought them at before. Where before we would sell properties that have already been fixed up with a markup in place, we're going to be selling properties at wholesale prices, the original wholesale prices. So instead of selling you a $70,000 house, we're going to sell you a $45,000 house. We're going to provide the hard money, the contractors, the tenant placement, the permanent financing, the insurance, everything you need to get into this house. And again, many of these properties are going to be sold $10,000 to $15,000 less than what you would have paid for them otherwise. That means you get to recognize equity right out of the gates and bring less money to the table on your permanent refi. If this is of interest to you, reach out to me at ken@gainvesting.com. Look forward to hearing from you.